The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Been profits from it.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
It could have been that archetypal suitcase of money made from your window cleaning summer job that you put offshore. So that tax wasn't paid on that income or that capital gain originally, even before it started to accrue that gross interest.
That's a good point. In fact, I think one of the tax advisors this week was sort of quite clear on that it is also the capital that comes from any kind of untaxed source originally, which may sit offshore. It's going after that as well. I think the other thing it's probably worth reminding listeners is that this isn't a sort of complete amnesty, declare your tax and pay it. You still get hit with a penalty, don't you?
You do, but a more limited penalty. I think the deal this time round is 10% of the unpaid tax. That's the penalty, compared to 30% if you leave it till after March. And I think the revenue obviously has left this fairly open-ended in the past. So depending on how you cooperate, depending on how much you try to hide the money, you could be hit with even higher penalties. I mean, one hears tell of penalties of up to 70%, and even prosecutions. And one should expect prosecutions. They have threatened prosecutions of very high profile people, celebrities, financial journalists, politicians and so on. Although I don't think we've had any just yet. And of course, you still need to pay the tax that you owe, whether that's on the capital or on the interest earned while the money's been offshore.
But it's still clearly an incentive to get people to cough up now between, I think it's the 1st of September and the 12th of March next year. And it can't be entirely unconnected to the fact that there is a huge shortfall in the tax take for revenue customs. I think the figure that was published a few days back was 21 billion short year on year.
Absolutely, Matthew. And I think a lot of the people who have put money offshore will be well-to-do. Not always. It is often people who've just been involved in cash businesses, so they may not be very well to do at all. And they're